Unit 1. Science Fiction.
Today's science fiction is tomorrow's science fact. Isaac Asimov.
Reading and thinking. Explore the relationship between humans and robots. 2. Read the story below, which was originally written by famous science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. Take notes on who these people are and their relationships to each other.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Adapted. Larry Belmont worked for a company that made robots. Recently, it had begun experimenting with a household robot. It was going to be tested out by Larry's wife, Claire. Claire didn't want the robot in her house, especially as her husband would be away on a business trip for 3 weeks. But Larry persuaded her that the robot wouldn't harm her or allow her to be harmed. It would be a bonus. However, when she first saw the robot, she felt alarmed. His name was Tony. He seemed more like a human than a machine. He was tall and handsome, with smooth hair and a deep voice, although his facial expression never changed. On the second morning, Tony brought her breakfast and then asked her whether she needed help dressing. She felt embarrassed and quickly told him to go. Now she was being looked after by a robot that looked so human, and it was disturbing. One day, Claire mentioned that she didn't think she was clever. Tony said that she must feel very unhappy to say that. Claire thought it was ridiculous that she was being offered sympathy by a robot, but she gradually admired his wisdom and integrity and began to trust him. He always treated her with dignity. She told him how she was unhappy that her home wasn't elegant enough for Larry, who wanted to improve his social position with a bigger salary. She wasn't like Gladys Claffern, one of the richest and most powerful women around. As a favor, Tony promised to help Claire make herself more beautiful and her home more elegant. So Claire borrowed some library books for him to read, or rather, scan. She looked at his fingers with wonder as they turned each page. How absurd, she thought. He was just a machine. Tony gave Claire a new hairstyle and improved her makeup. As he was not allowed to accompany her to the shops, he wrote out a list of things that he would need for his work on the house. Claire went downtown and bought these things. She had an appointment to paint her nails, then she went into an expensive clothes shop. The saleswoman there was rude to her, so she rang Tony and told him she was being treated badly. He spoke to the woman, who immediately changed her attitude. Claire thanked Tony, telling him that he was a dear. As she turned around, there stood Gladys Claffern. How awful to be discovered by her, Claire thought. By the look on her face, Claire knew that Gladys thought they were in a relationship. After all, she knew Claire's husband's name was Larry, not Tony. Although it was completely innocent, Claire felt guilty. When Claire got home, she wept. Gladys was everything Claire wished to be. Tony told her she was being sensitive and was just as good as Gladys. He suggested that she invite Gladys and her friends to the house the night before he was to leave and Larry was to return. By that time, Tony expected that the house, which was being completely transformed, would be ready. Tony worked steadily on the improvements. Claire tried to help by working on a light suspended from the ceiling, but she fell off the ladder. Even though Tony had been in the next room, he managed to catch her in time. As he held her, she felt the warmth of his body. She screamed, pushed him away, and ran to her room. The night of the party arrived. The clock struck 8. The guests would be arriving soon, so Claire dismissed Tony for the rest of the night. At that moment, Tony took her in his arms, bringing his face close to hers. She heard him declare that he did not want to leave her the next day, and that he felt more than just the desire to please her. Then, the front doorbell rang.